Peg al official. Sif tzati tef. Dudei chimum chashmaliya boila. Dud chimum chashmaliya mutkan baifin shekasha potchim bebayit et haberet hamayim hachamim nichnasim ledud mayim karim. Also lefteach beberet hamayim hachamim b'shabat im hamayim shebetoch hadud chamim kishish haya tzeledes bahem. Shem shebepsichas haberet machnis mayim karim ledud. והאם מספשלים בתוך המים החמים שדינו כמים של כלי ראשון. Oh, what do you say? It says that if you've got a boiler which has inside it hot water, which is יד צלדס, he says that דין זה נאמר, אף פעמים שדות חימום קבוי מבוידם, even if you put off the boiler, and the boiler is not on anymore, but inside the boiler itself, if it has inside it water which is יד צלדס, therefore when one opens the cold, the hot water, the boiler takes in more water. So what's it do? It comes out that the water, cold water, which comes in the boiler, will get heated from the hot water which is inside the boiler. So if the boiler would make this hot water, this cold water to be Yad Seledes, then it would be Bishul on Shabbos. So every time you've got a boiler which has got hot water inside Yad Seledes, you've got a problem from opening the tap, because the tap will bring into the boiler cold water, therefore the boiler would go and cook the cold water which comes in it. Nowadays there is such a thing as a tap, which was put on the boiler that doesn't allow the cold water to come in. If that is the case, there's no problem from cold water from coming into the boiler. Beres bal yadit achas. If you've got a tap which is made one tap for hot and cold. Beres bal yadit achat. Yesh lakpit shtei hayadit b'tzad hamayim hakarim b'ofen shleyetzu klal mayim chamim me'aber. If you've got a tap which is also made for cold water and hot water, one tap, you have to be very, very careful. The tap is on the side from the cold water, and it shouldn't be on the side altogether from the hot water, because then if you're going to be on the side from the hot water, when you have a problem from mixing in cold water to the hot water. And when making the cold water cook, get cooked. In potach, betotas, beres hamayim hachamim, rehor. If he opened by mistake the hot water tap, he says, look in the footnote. He says like this, it's a big problem, because there's two opposite problems. There is a problem if you go and keep the tap open, more cold water is coming in. If more cold water is coming in, means more water is getting cooked. If you've got in the boiler hot water, so you're cooking hot water. Cooking hot water means you are getting the cold water cooked. So that's one problem. That's if you leave the hot water tap on. But if you'd close the hot water tap, then you gain the status that no more cold water would come in. But sometimes you're making it worse because you're letting more cold water get cooked. Because if the boiler is hot enough, that even if when the tap is running, the hot water will make the cold water which comes in straight away cooked. Then by leaving the tap on, you're adding on to the issa from cooking more cold water. So what is better to be done? So if the status is in the boiler that's not so hot, and it's only Yad Seledes, but any cold water which come in, if the tap is running, it won't cook it, because the cold water is coming in the whole time, then it is better to go and leave on the hot water tap. Let it run, because the running from the hot water tap would go and help you to not cook anything, because what's coming in now won't get cooked if it is not too hot. But if the hot water in the boiler is very hot, and any cold water, even if it would be running, would get cooked, and it's problematic. What are you going to do? To let it running means you're going to go and have more cold water getting cooked. To stop it, it's probably better to go and let the water, wait a second, you've got a problem from running the water, with every water which is coming in is getting more cooked. If you stop the hot water tap, then what will happen? And only the water which is inside already would get cooked, which has already been done. And you won't allow more water to get cooked. So the chur, that should be the best thing, if one would know the status exactly from the boiler. Again, that if the water is very hot, then the cold water which is coming in would get cooked. It's probably better to close the tap. In order, there shouldn't be more hot water to get, more cold water to get cooked. If it is not so hot and the cold water which is running in will not get cooked, then it's probably better to leave the hot water tap on, and in order that nothing should get cooked altogether until the water would get cold. If it is a suffix, we'll have to know what to do. There is another problem if the hot water tap is a keli shemelachte le'isa, keli shemelachte le'isa, or keli muktzma machmas isa, because the tap is made for action which brings along an isa. Because every time you open the tap, you have a problem normally, because you've got hot water. Therefore, mukta machmas isa, you're not allowed to use the tap on Shabbos. So maybe the tap itself will be mukta. You don't have to know how to get over the problem from mukta, how to close the tap. Maybe you should do it with your elbow, something like that. But you're not so 100% sure that the tap is mukta machmas isa, you have to know. So if kuf aleph, marechet lechimu mayim, if you've got instant water, hot water, arechet chimu mayim hamutukenes poifin shkasher potchim et abez amayim hachamim nidlakim shal heves gaz oy guf chimum chashmali. Kasher soigim et abez nichbim ashal heves oy guf chimum. Im tov, potach et abez, also the soigim et abez. Mishum the miskir et abez, mechabez shal heves oy guf chimum. If it is an instant, arechet mayim, when you open the tap, it straight away brings along hot water. How does it bring it along? It makes automatically the gas go on, making a fire, or it puts on the chashmal. Then automatically, what you're doing, if you close the tap, then the fire will go out. But you're not allowed to close the tap, because opening the tap puts on the fire, and closing the tap puts off the fire. Therefore, you're not allowed to close the tap on Shabbos. In the footnote, he says, what will happen in a case where you can see that the thermostat already closed the fire, then you'll be able to close it because no problem from pulling out the fire now. But one has to know that could be a problem for mukta on the tap, like we said before.